This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A medical research organization in Oxnard is a site for testing multiple COVID-19 vaccines over the coming weeks. Sean Flannelly reports.
FOMAT Medical Research is one of over 100 sites across the globe that will host a Phase 3 clinical trial for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 vaccine. The trial will enroll about 3,000 participants.
Being able to be part of history is huge. It's kind of what you work for your entire life.
That's Nicholas Fasile, CEO of FOMAT Medical Research. FOMAT also recently became a site for testing vaccines for the World Health Organization. Fasile says they selected 30 vaccine candidates, and each testing site will receive any combination of those 30. Because it's a double-blind trial, neither FOMAT nor the participants know which vaccine they'll get. Starting Thursday, any patient can come and get a free COVID test for the Regeneron trial. Those who are positive qualify for one study. Those who live with someone that is positive qualify for another. And those who are just negative qualify for the last study. Each study will start 1 week after the last.
What they're looking for is places and areas with hotspots of COVID. And what more hotspot than a household that has somebody that has COVID, if you will.
For the COVID negative patients, they're looking for whether the vaccine causes participants to contract the virus at a reduced rate from the placebo group. After the study is finished, the data has to be cleaned up, analyzed, and then sent to a regulative entity, like the FDA. Usually this process would take multiple years, but through government, pharmaceutical, and nonprofit collaborations, Fasile says it's been cut down to a quarter of that time. They expect to see some sort of judgment made by the FDA on their study by the end of October at the earliest.
We are at the end of the stage, so these are the studies that will be used to prove these vaccines to work.
What Fasile means is that the current study is in phase 3. The WHO trial is currently in phase 2 to 3 and will begin taking participants in mid-August. Participants will not only receive a free 45-minute test, but will get financial compensation as well. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Sean Flannelly.